Hi, this is Bobby Lee from Mad TV. Yes.
Yo, what's up? This is Pauly Shore, San Diego. You're listening to my sister's radio station, Sandy Seashore. Check it out.
Thank you for joining us worldwide. It's time to fix what ails you. And everyone knows that laughter is the best medicine. So we've gone right to the first family of comedy, to the lady who wrote the book, Sandy Seashore. Yes, that's her real name. Only a comedian would name their kid Sandy Seashore. Well, what do you expect when your family owns the world-famous comedy store? If laughter's the best medicine, well, then Sandy, she's Dr. Feelgood. Hey, thanks for being here. Tonight, Sandy will check in with the world-famous comedy store to find out who's on stage and hear the inside story of what's really happening backstage and on the Hollywood Strip. She'll help you laugh and learn with some real news. And of course, hide the dog biscuits because Sonny Shore is on the loose. He's smarter than Lassie and looks better than Ren 10-10. And this is one dog that knows his coming. And now, here's the seashore that's not in your geography book. A lady with so much talent, she's worldwide at sandyshore.com. Welcome to Happy Hour with Sandy Seashore.
Classic case of the orthopedic blues. You'll have to pay the lady on the way out. We take cash only.
Cash? Now it really hurts. I ain't got no money. I'm broke.
The doctor says it's plain to see you're in good condition for a man of 93. I said, don't get me wrong. I'm glad I'm alive. The problem is, I just turned 65. Oh, I got a girdle for my back and orthotics in my shoes. I'm feeling my bones. I got the orthopedic flu. Ow!
Woohoo! Got the orthopedic blues. That was Sammy Shore, my father. It's Sandy Seashore. You're here listening to Happy Hour. Welcome to the show. It's Thursday again. Later in the show, yes, it's Sammy Shore. It's family night on Happy Hour. But first, here's Tommy from the Comedy Store on Sunset.
How you doing, Sandy?
Hey, Tommy. So I heard the lines were flooded. You,
Yeah, they had trouble getting through to me. From Chelsea Handler, who hosts the show on E.
I love Chelsea Handler. Yeah,
she's doing a show in the main room, actually a benefit for brain cancer tonight.
Really?
Yep, and it's like almost sold out, and mainly what I'm getting is a lot of calls for directions. The ticket's already sold and all that stuff now.
She's wonderful. She's one of my favorite people.
And she's doing which is always a great thing when the comics from the store do. She's giving back to the store. She brought her event to our main room.
Isn't that great?
And we'll have all the liquor sales from that and all that, and it'll be wonderful.
Wow. Yeah. I wish she'd come down to La Jolla.
She will again. She told me she's just really busy with her show.
She was down, I don't know, maybe a year or so ago,
just about
right?
A year ago, before the show came on. I mean, you know, many people get their shows and stuff, but her show is a hit. It's a hit.
Can you tell people the name of her show?
Chelsea Lately.
Yeah, I
watch it. From E! Entertainment. It's on like 5 in the afternoon, 11 o'clock at night. It's really good.
Yep, she's very talented.
She's got a quick wit, and it fits in well. Mm-hmm. When she uses her little panel of comic and people to talk about local events, she uses a lot of the comics from the store. John Caparulo happens to be her favorite,
mm-hmm.
and as well as several others. And so it's really nice. So we good.
What
and that sounds great. Your dad's going to be on the show tonight, huh?
Well, pardon me?
Your dad's going to be on the show tonight.
Yes, he is. It's family night on Happy Hour.
That's wonderful.
And what time is the show in the main room?
It's at 8 o'clock.
Ah. And then, yeah, we had two big dog shows this weekend.
Wonderful.
One at the Del Mar Fairgrounds. There was like 4,000 dogs.
That's something.
And then there was an all-collie specialty show. In case anybody doesn't know, I have a white collie. And he always gets first in class, and that's because he's the only one in his class. But he's got 10 first-place ribbons so far out of 10 shows.
Amazing.
Not a bad record.
No, amazing record.
Yeah, if he's not worth it, they don't give him a first place. So
wow.
I'm proud of him. And he's 19 months old, so we still have a long way to go. But I do have a question for me. He's here with his magic 8-ball. Can we have the drum roll, please? And the question is?
Oh, my goodness. I'm dumbfounded. I can't come up with a question that quick. I'm trying to think.
Okay. Think.
Okay.
Don't.
See, the clock goes right now. How's it going to be with your brother, Polly, working in the comedy store with us this time?
Okay. And the answer is? Yes, definitely.
Yeah. It's going to be, I feel like it'll be good. Polly's become very mature in certain aspects.
Well, he has, in case people, he has that one show on Showtime right now. I thought that was supposed to be a series. Is there only one of them?
Yeah, Natural Born Comics. He's editing another project he shot when he was over in South Africa.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he likes to create his own things. He really does.
Well, you know what he's doing? He's doing like a collage.
Mm-hmm.
He's doing a little stand-up, a little sketch stuff.
Right.
You know, some gross stuff because he likes being gross.
Yeah, he does.
And that's who he is. And that's the family. And then my brother Peter lives in Chicago. He's moving to Oregon.
Wow.
So that's going to be nice.
That is great. The professor.
And, Naveed Mahboob, who I had on the other week,
mm-hmm.
he's a comedian from India. He's going back to Bangladesh. Opening the very first comedy club in Bangladesh.
That's amazing.
That's history right there.
That is.
That's history.
That sure is.
That's one of my dreams.
That's great.
You know, to bring comedy to where they need it the most.
That's right.
You know, comedy is the most healing thing. It's not just healing. It's great for, it's just great for a lot of things.
It's a healer, but it's also something that brings people together.
Yep.
And
say hi to Chelsea for me.
I will. Let me tell you real quick about the show down your way for this weekend.
Oh, okay.
It's really good. Rusty Dooley is going to be headlining. He lives in Vegas now. He's a prop comic, and he's come up here the ranks. And Jackson Purdue is middling. You know Jackson.
Right, back from way back when.
Right. And there's also another kid opening named KT Tatara. And he's very funny. Your mom's been developing him in here for about a year. The funny thing about Jackson Purdue and KT is they're both half Japanese, half Caucasian. They're the same mix.
Did my mom put that show together?
Yeah, she did. Hmm. It's a good show, and Rusty's going to headline, and it's good. And then up here this weekend, we've got a lot of the guys still from Vince Vaughn's show and Bobby Lee and stuff. But sure, What's the most exciting different thing on the plate for this week? Chelsea's show tonight, definitely.
Isn't that wonderful?
It is, and I will make a point, Sandy, to say hello to her from you, okay?
Yes, please tell her she's my favorite.
Absolutely.
And, well, okay, I guess you're really busy.
Yeah, we are busy. We're getting ready to open it up. It was nice talking to you, and I hope you have a good show, and have a good time with your dad on. That's great.
Thank you. I'll talk to you next week.
Okay, take care, Sandy.
Thanks. Okay.
Bye.
Bye. Okay, we're going to be right back with Sammy Shore. He founded the Comedy Store in 1972. He's open for everyone, you name it. And he's a legend. He goes way back to the Catskills. I used to go on the road with him. I used to interrupt all his shows. I used to yell out his punchlines. And I'd go up, and I was like just a couple years old. I don't know, maybe 5 or 6. And he'd put me on a chair in front of a microphone, and I'd sing God Bless America. What did I know? With my blanket. And then my Shirley Temple. And then he stopped taking me on the road with him. I guess I ruined things. Can you imagine what a marriage that is? My mom tells my dad to take me out on the road with him. What was my mom doing? She's taking care of my older brother. So, okay, we're going to be right back. Don't go away. There's going to be a silence here for a moment. You're listening to BBS Radio. It's Happy Hour, and it's Thursday. Be right back.
You're listening to Happy Hour. No, not that kind of happy hour. The lighten up and smile kind of happy hour. More with Sandy and Sunny Shore in a minute. People visit websites with a goal in mind. To learn more. To buy a product or service. To be convinced or reassured about something. To register for information. Or for any number of other reasons. By understanding your customers' goals and motivations, we can create an intuitive experience to match. In an ever-changing online environment, new trends, technologies, and expectations demand that your website be interactive and constantly updated. Customers want to see new information, news, reviews, product and services, success stories, blog entries, press releases, pictures, and so much more. To keep up with the rapid pace of technological change and customer expectations, Creative Momentum offers a full suite of web tools and ideas to enhance your online image. Visit our website at creativemomentum.net for more information on all affordable services we offer. That's creativemomentum.net. Welcome back to Happy Hour with Sandy and Sunny Shore. If you want to find out more about comedy, visit sandyshore.com. And now, here's the lady that wrote the book on comedy, Secrets to Stand-Up Success, best-selling author and comedy coach, Sandy C. Shore. Oh, yeah, and Sunny.
Sandy Shore, you're listening to Happy Hour on BBS Radio.
Who am I talking to?
Hey, Dad, we're on the air.
We're on the air? You mean I'm talking to Sandy Seashore?
That's right.
With her famous dog?
That's right, the famous dog.
Yeah, Sun Sky.
Best in show. It'll never happen, but I can dream.
Oh, yes, best in show. More ribbons.
I know.
More ribbons. That dog is incredible. But you got to brush it every day for 4 hours.
I know. Well, you know, we have a caller on the line with us.
Oh, really?
Hi, who's calling?
Okay.
Hi, this is an old friend of yours, Sandy.
Who's this?
Andy?
Hi. Oh, Andy from Marietta Hot Springs?
Yes, yes.
Oh, isn't that wonderful?
Hi, Sammy.
This is a friend of mine.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. I adore your daughter.
Yeah,
I haven't seen you in so long.
I know. I'm so glad you have this wonderful show. I love it.
Murrieta? I thought they closed that town down.
Yeah. No, just for the seniors. It's open.
Still there, huh?
That's right. It's the senior center over there.
Yeah, I know. I worked it.
It is. It's.
I did a show there. Yeah.
It's,
you know, I'm going to be driving through Marietta on Easter weekend.
Well, honk.
Well, definitely, I'll stop over or something.
I would love it.
So you had a baby.
She's going to be four.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
So I didn't realize you were listening to the show. You're the one listening.
Get out of here. I found you on MySpace, and I'm on your mailing list on the Comedy Store.
Oh, great.
That's great. You need people like that, but you got to get more of them.
Oh.
The dogs are going crazy here. Stop.
I love it. I think you're doing a great job, Sandy.
Really?
You are. You're a natural.
Well, I don't have any. I can't do any production stuff from my end. It's up to BBS on their end.
Oh.
I would do a little more. I would have a little more fun with it, but.
I love the Orthopedic Blues song at the beginning, too.
Oh, great, Dad. That's your song. That's your hit in the top 10.
Yeah.
In the senior. Are you still living in the same house over there?
Yes, but it's been upgraded, and, you know, I like it out here, but, man, would I love to live by the beach.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Well, apparently we're supposed to have, like, you know, tsunamis and all kinds of stuff, so maybe it's good that you're living inland.
Yeah.
Right?
You know, all my family's here still and everything, and, you know, it's hard to move out of state or anything. You know, Mark's family's all in Tennessee, but I'm not going back there.
Right.
But I just wanted to call in really bad. I couldn't wait for Thursday to come and, you know, to
talk
to you.
Oh, how wonderful. Well, you can call in every week. You'll be my call-in.
Oh, you know what? I have a network of friends. I could probably get them to call in and listen.
Oh, that would be great, because I have some... I'm planning some really interesting shows. I have some animal psychics coming up and some psychics, astrologers, and...
Oh, cool.
Just, you know, I'm going to diversify a little.
You are. What an array of people. I mean, you've got comedians, and then you've got the dog whisperer, and are you going to have any horoscope stuff or anything like that?
Any what?
Like astrology or anything cool?
Yes, that's coming up.
Oh, wow.
I talked to somebody today. They're actually in Los Angeles, and we're going to have that coming up.
Oh, that's really cool.
I decided it's best to plan ahead a little bit.
I hate to ask about your dogs. I haven't seen your pictures, but I noticed you have a beautiful collie now. But what happened to Scooter and Buddy?
Scooter was 14 and a half years old.
I know.
And Buddy was 12 and a half when they went. And they went in my arms and at different times. And it was the hardest thing because, you know, I never spent one day away from my dogs. Not one day.
Isn't it the hardest thing having a pet when they...
It really is. My
they're
pet
beyond
passed
pets.
Away.
Dad, your dog died, too.
Mine died six months ago. It's the worst,
Sammy,
the
what
worst
happened?
Thing that's ever happened to me. Worse than my parents dying, my
brother.
Yeah,
worse than a family member dying.
Yeah.
Oh.
Almost.
Oh, definitely.
They're definitely,
I agree.
If we can all agree on one thing, aren't they like children?
I would say they're more than, I think they're just angels that never made it to heaven. They're just here on earth.
I agree.
So I just think that's what they are.
And
there's no words to describe
it. They're better than people.
Oh,
you don't realize
what they
are until they're gone. You don't understand them until they're not there.
You were such a wonderful mommy to those boys, too. I just had to ask about them. I didn't want to bring the show down.
No, they went. I moved, 11 times since I sold my house in your area?
Okay.
And they moved with me every single time.
Oh, they're such troopers.
Yep. And this dog, she hasn't moved yet. He doesn't know yet.
Oh.
So.
I actually have a question for Sammy.
Yes.
I would like to know, what's the best location? What was your favorite gig you've ever had or anything special that you can talk about?
The favorite what was it again?
I said gig, but I know that's a wrong word to use, but...
Your favorite job.
Favorite
place
that you've
ever performed.
I think
the favorite job that I had was eventually, you know, working with Elvis.
Oh, I'll bet.
Yeah, it was like, you know, this was like the epitome of there was nothing bigger in show business but him, and I was part of that with him.
Yeah, you were.
And it just so happened that just the other day I've been invited to Graceland in August to do Elvis Presley's birthday thing and do shows there. And my book is coming out called The Man Who Made Elvis Laugh. It's coming out in June.
Oh,
so
I'm
they're
going to
promote
one.
It and you know, do a lot of stuff with it. So
is
and they want me a part. I'm going to open up for a Elvis impersonator.
Oh, God, that would
be about 10,000 people. Yeah.
Oh,
wow.
So it'll be
Sammy,
fun.
You're one
Graceland.
Of the few.
Yeah.
You're one of the few that can say that.
It's what?
You're one of the few.
He's hard of hearing.
Oh yeah. Well, I'm. I'm. I, it's. I'm the only one left. I mean, that actually, except for the musicians,
yeah,
a couple of the singers, the only performer that's alive, that's still alive, that work with them.
Really?
And that's why they're really using me up now, is because they're running out of ideas. So
yeah,
now they say, oh, get Sammy. You know, well, he was great, ba-ba-dee-ba-ba. So I'm like, you know, I'm the new kid on the block.
You're the old school. We're losing all the old school people.
Yep.
You know,
I'm the old school doing new things.
Yeah, you're
That's
keeping it fresh.
Doing.
You know,
yep.
Dad, you started when comedy was not a career choice.
That's
you were,
true.
I mean, you
yeah
were one of the very first comics in the United States.
That's
well,
the other
vaudeville and all that, but that wasn't
guys
the same.
That's
there
when
was,
they
there
were.
Of,
were they getting respect back then?
There were a lot of other comedians around about before me. You know, Milton Berle and
but you know, from that age, I mean, you all started at that age.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Don Rickles, Bill Shecky. You know, there were a few guys around.
Are a few of them still left, Sandy?
It's what?
Who's left from the original
no,
group?
No, Don Rickles has left. Shecky's left. Milton's died. Red Buttons has died. Jan Murray's died. Henny Youngman's died.
How about Lewis? I know he's alive, but did you like him?
Jerry Lewis. That was your very first movie you ever did.
Oh, with Jerry, you mean? Yeah, Jerry's still alive, yeah.
Yeah, you did
yep.
The Bellboy.
The Bellboy was in Florida, 1960.
Oh, wow.
That's 48 years ago. I was 3 years old.
Wow.
Yeah, I was
and you were a bellboy.
Diapers, yeah.
You were just a baby.
Yeah, and my mother was there, and then Jerry took a picture with her, which I still have. And Jerry was very nice to her, and he was nice to everybody.
Was Dean Martin
a little
a good
crazy
guy?
Now, but he's, you know, if you get older, everybody gets a little nuts.
It is true. Tell us about it.
Yeah. What? Anyway, so I just also last week I was voted into the Comedy Hall of Fame archives.
Hey,
you're
they
kidding.
Came from New York, and they taped 3 hours with me, with the cameras and everything.
Oh, congratulations!
So that'll be around for 1,000, 2,000 years. It'll be always be there. You just have to press a button, and I come up with Sid Caesar and Phyllis Diller, and all the people, most of the comics. Yeah.
What an
so,
honor.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah,
see, my
really
family
is.
Doesn't
just
talk. I never know any of this stuff. Nobody tells me anything.
Well, it just happened.
Sandy, what a family.
Last week it happened.
I know.
Last week, and then the Elvis thing happened just a couple of days ago.
I am blown away.
So
that's
I didn't know
fantastic.
You were doing your radio show. Then now it's better to do it on the radio rather than just telling you who you're going to talk to, your dog.
Right.
This way, people, you got to listen. It listen. You're starting to build a following. There may be three people before this show is over.
Hey,
you're on your way, Sandy.
Yay, Sandy!
What?
Yay!
Oh, so Dad, so the Hall of Fame, you have to fly somewhere and they tape you,
no,
and then
no, they came from New York here, in my house.
Oh, okay.
They came here to Vegas and with the camera, and they taped 3 hours. 3 hours with me.
So what is it like? I don't know what the Hall of Fame
the hall,
is.
It's like the Hall of Fame Rock and Roll, the Hall of Fame.
Okay,
whatever.
Right.
So this is the Hall of Fame Archives, which is like forever. In other words, once you're in it, it doesn't go away. You're in it forever.
And by the way, to change the subject a second, my student. It's opening the first comedy club in Bangladesh in India.
Oh, my God.
He's going out, and that's my dream. I raised him.
Wow.
I've been raising him for the last 3 years.
Oh, Sandy,
that's
great.
And that's it. Bangladesh gets the first comedy club. I don't know how they're going to book that thing. It's beyond me.
Bangladesh.
Yeah, where are they going to get the comedians?
I don't know. They're going to have to fly him in. But
it's
going
to be kind of weird.
Are you going to go, Sandy?
What?
Are you going to go?
No, I'm not going to go. I wouldn't leave my dog.
Yeah. I can
That's
watch
the worst part
rip.
About having an animal. You really can't go anywhere.
Well, I don't want to go anywhere.
Yeah,
you go everywhere on the radio.
Yeah.
Or you can podcast from India. I mean, you can do anything. You don't have to be anywhere.
That's
you can
true.
Do everything on the computer now.
Right. That's true.
Which is great. Nobody ever leaves their house.
The
yeah,
shores
right.
are taking over.
You
want
to talk to somebody, talk through your computer.
That's right. What did you say, Angie?
Oh, I was just saying the shores are taking over.
No, I'm not taking over.
I'm just kidding.
I've been teaching stand-up since 92, remember?
I know. I've looked at all your websites, and I'm trying to keep up with you. And this is the first time I've talked to you in a long time.
I know. Years.
Years.
Well, tell your friends, Andy, about that saying he's got a radio show, so you could have maybe 10, 12 people.
Oh, I will.
Are you working at all, Angie?
Oh, no, I'm still at home, but I want to do massage again.
Oh.
I want to get back into that.
That's what she did, massage.
Yeah, you were my star client.
Yep.
Sandy
yep.
was a, she loved the olive oil. That was the thing you loved.
Ah.
The holistic.
Some things never change.
Do you still get massages?
Yep.
Oh, you good.
Yeah.
It's so good for you.
Yep, it is.
Can
one
I
of those
can
things.
I say that massage also brings happiness as well as comedy?
Really?
Yeah.
I think it's important. The touch thing is important, and
yeah.
it helps with a lot of your mental. It helps your circulation.
Even
you know.
The masseuse benefits from it because you're helping people. There's also dog massage, by the way.
Well, you know my dog. You know what he does when I'm done?
What?
He jumps on the table and waits for his turn.
I think Buddy and Scooter used to do that, didn't they?
Yeah, they did. Yeah, they used to do that. Well, this one does it. I didn't tell him to do it. He did it automatically on his own.
He
says, I want some of that.
Yeah.
I worked really hard at the dog show. I need to relax.
Yeah.
By the way, did you know this? I didn't know this. There's dog makeup.
No, I didn't know that.
There's makeup, there's mousse for the hair, there's gel, there's just...
Perfume?
There's mascara. I mean, there's everything for the dogs. I couldn't believe it. It takes hours to primp the dog.
On a collie.
For like 3 minutes in the ring.
Oh, I would... Right. It reminds me of that movie, that Christopher Guest movie.
Now, this is really weird, Dad. This is really weird, but I took all these pictures... And then a couple friends of mine emailed me and told me that there's these orbs in a lot of the pictures.
Oh.
And I should post them.
Yeah.
And, orbs are these little circle things. I thought there was just some spot on the film, but it's right. a digital camera.
Spirit
and
orbs.
Tons and tons of orbs circling my dog, circling people. Very odd. And that was at the Del Mar Fairgrounds. I couldn't believe it.
You know
I'm
how
not
you
sure
can
what
tell?
Orbs are. I don't know what they are exactly. And I'll get to the bottom of it, but...
Yeah. If they don't show up in every picture, you know it's a spirit orb.
It's a spirit orb?
That's what I call them.
Well, there's something. I mean, they're not in every picture, but they're in most of the pictures.
Oh, that's cool.
Very, very odd.
It wasn't a smudge on the lens. It was a real, like, orb?
Yeah, little round circles.
Wow.
And then my friend was holding my dog, and there's a colored one right between her ankles. A circle right between her ankles.
Sandy, I gotta go. You better hurry up.
No, we gotta be on. Dad, you gotta do a full set.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'll let
set.
You know.
What's a full set?
A full set. We got a ways to go.
A ways to go.
Yeah, sorry, we left you out of the conversation.
I mean, you know, you called me. You wanted me to go. I was in the middle of doing something. You called me, and all of a sudden. You lost four people that were listening in, dropped out. Sammy's going to be on. Let's shut this thing off.
What are you doing, Dad?
I'm doing a lot. I'm working with my son, Paulie, this next weekend at the Orleans Hotel. We're doing a late show at 11 o'clock called A Family Affair. And after that, I'm going to work with Tony Orlando at the South Point here in Las Vegas. And I go to Mesquite, which is part of Nevada, not far from here. And then I go to, I'm going to go to Elvis's thing, and then in June, something else. And my book is coming out in June. So I've been, I've been kind of busy. At least I'm able to do it. I'm able to do it, and that's the main thing.
I remember when Polly took off, there was kind of a lull where there was the new generation was coming up, and then the older generation was being left out. I remember that period of time in your life.
Yeah,
where there wasn't any work.
Well, it's like
in.
The new group coming in. It's the old story. It all happened around the Comedy Store time. You know, where,
mm-hmm.
where you know, like Milton Berle and Red Buttons and all those guys. Well, you know, they were. It was like over with for them. You know, and the new kids were coming up. It's that's just the way it's in any business. It doesn't have to be show business. Like in, mm-hmm. and you know, corporate. Any of the corporates, any of the computers, any computer companies. It's all the same. They deal with young people. And that's just the way it is. If you don't like it, then just don't.
You know, I always tell people, my students to find their audience, and your audience is like a lot of seniors now too.
Yeah, my audience is a lot of seniors.
I have a lot of kids.
When I work with Paulie, there's a lot of kids that come in and they love what I do because I put them down.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's like it's fun for them, and they don't know that Paulie's father's a comedian. You know, I say
they don't even know Paulie has a sister.
Paulie didn't. Paulie wasn't born. He was hatched. Mm-hmm. You know, and I'm the original. He stole that act from me. The weasel, he stole it from me. I'm the original weasel. You heard of me? Pop goes the weasel. So that's it. It's great working with him. We have a lot of fun together. A lot of fun. So what else? Are you still on, Sandy?
Yeah, I'm still here. Okay. I'm just, you know, I'm just thinking of the whole lifetime of, you know, all the shows and, you know, used to be go on the road. I remember, you know.
I've got pictures with you sitting ringside in Florida, sucking your two fingers with your blanket, watching me perform.
You know,
right before you came on the air,
I was telling people how you used to take me on the road. I used to sing God Bless America. I used to say all your punchlines. I interrupted your show, and then you stopped taking me.
That's true. And you're still doing it. You're waking me up in the middle of the night.
Is that why you stopped taking me? Because I used to interrupt your act?
No. Well, it just got older, and it got too real. That's why it's better when you were 2-3 years old. It was fun. Mm. You know, then after that, you got older, then it, you know, it didn't work anymore.
Why didn't you ever take Scotty as my brother, my other older brother? How come you never took him?
Because he wasn't, you were funny.
Huh.
You had a personality. Scotty didn't have,
And he still doesn't.
Well, he has a personality, but it happens to be in another building.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
So you have 3 sons and 1 daughter, and I know, and Peter's your favorite in the family.
I don't know about that. I liked him a lot because he was like the second, you know, after you guys. I mean, actually, the third after you guys was like 11 years, and all of a sudden, there's a baby here. You know, oh my God! And I was more mature at that time. I became more of a father than I was before. Before I was running all over the place in show business, going here, running there, trying to make a living, and it was tough. You know, then later on, we got more settled, moved to California. You know, got the big place and, you know, the house, and I started doing well. And all of a sudden, you know, we have 2 more kids, and it's like you can enjoy them more when you did your first. Not that you didn't enjoy the first 2 kids. It was just different. You know, I was more mature. Your mother was more mature. It was just a different time in our lives. So
how would you describe your kids now?
They're all crazy. They're all crazy. Scotty called me tonight. I said, Scotty, I haven't heard you. Dad, I'm really tied up, and you know, with the business I'm doing. You know, it takes 2 minutes to pick up the phone and say, Dad, how you doing? It's all that just takes a minute.
And you know how I go, Dad, you want to come on? I call you and go, let's do radio tonight, right?
It's what?
I call to ask you to come on the radio instead of how you're doing.
Of course, that's okay. Whatever it takes. You know, and Peter calls me from Chicago sometimes, and I talk to the grandkids. They're great. And
you know he's moving to Oregon,
I know, Portland, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's great. It's going to be great for him. That's a great city.
It's closer
to Seattle. That's not far from Portland, so you know what it is. You know, it's just a great city. People are great there.
Yeah, I liked living in Seattle, except I didn't like the winter.
Yeah, the winter is crazy. A lot of rain.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So What else do you have on the show? Who else do you have on your show usually?
Who do I have on the show?
Yeah. Who else do you usually have on your radio show?
Oh, just controversial subjects.
I see. How often do you do the show?
I do every Thursday.
Oh, every Thursday, really?
I've been
doing it
for about 6 months now, every Thursday.
Oh, really?
Haven't missed a day.
How far does it go? Where does it go to?
Well, it goes to the internet, and then there's these other radio stations that pick it up.
Oh, I get it.
And so I have no idea who's listening.
I get it.
There's no way to know except they have all these affiliates.
Well, don't you find out, like, don't people write into you and kind of like, or call you or tell you, we heard your show, we really like it.
Yeah.
You know, whatever. Mm-hmm. If the internet's a big thing, I mean, you know, you got to get some kind of reaction from it.
Well, people, you know, I know there's more than one listener now. No.
Well, you got one.
Yeah, no, it's building.
That's building.
Especially since I added the magic 8-ball thing with my dog.
2 makes 4, 4 makes 8. Before you know, you got 16-20 people.
You know, you've got to ask my dog. He's got his magic 8-ball. You know, remember that? You shake it and you ask a question.
Right.
And it gives you the answer.
I remember that. Yes.
Okay, you got to ask my dog. Drum roll, please. Boo, boo, boo. What's the question?
Want me to ask him a question?
Yeah, you have to ask him a
question. How do you like doing the shows that you're in, all the adult shows?
The answer says, it says yes. He likes doing the shows.
She likes doing the shows.
He likes doing the shows.
That's great.
Angie, do you have a question? Oh, I guess Angie.
I think you lost her.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
No, the dog shows are a lot of work. Very much a lot of work.
It's what?
There are a lot of work in
the dog
show.
That's a lifetime work. Are you kidding? I mean, if you had a lot of money, then you have a trainer, you have a comber, whatever the people that usually are in those shows are pretty wealthy people. You know, a lot of them are, not all of them, but
not
I'm saying
really.
There's a lot of people.
If you want to take your dog out and finish his points, which means you need 15 points to be a champion, some people have these trainers or handlers, they're called handlers, take their dogs out for them on the road.
Mm-hmm.
And they go from show to show to show in their RVs.
Right.
But I'm a hobbyist. I just do it as a hobby.
Right.
And I have, I'm in the collie world, so I know a lot of the collie people, and they really mentor me and they help me out. Otherwise, I'd never figure it out. It's very complicated.
Right. Right.
Especially knowing what products, and then they...
Right.
He had three different grooming jobs before the show.
Wow.
One day was his bath, one day, it's at the show, and then we did another show the next day. They put makeup on him, and they cut his whiskers off, and trim his toes, and fluff him out, and put the mousse in the hair.
How long does it take to comb your dog? I mean, you comb it every day?
Well, the groomer comes over once every 3 weeks.
Oh, you have a groomer coming over. You don't do it yourself?
Oh, I do it a little bit. She does a great job with him. I did it every day. It was like an hour every day.
Oh, my God.
But now the groomer comes to the house in her mobile truck, and she does
a wonderful job,
so he doesn't need brushing.
How often does she come?
Once every 3 weeks.
Oh, my God.
And she does a wonderful job, so, there's not much for me to do. You don't want to overdo it.
Right.
I'm looking at those little Sheltie dogs. They're like little miniature collies.
Oh, yeah. Those are
nice. I'm probably going to get one of those.
You going to get one of those?
I think so. They're little mini.
Get a buddy for your dog, right?
What?
You get a buddy for your dog.
Exactly.
Right.
He likes all dogs. He likes male dogs.
My dog, JJ, my new dog, is crazy. I mean, she's Bichon Frise, and it's just a beautiful dog, but it's just running all over them, fighting with Manny, and not fighting, but wants to play with
Manny.
Manny doesn't want to bother with these. Listen, give me, I want to rest. I'm an older person. I can't have these young broads around me. Leave me alone.
Mm. You got your...
And the dog wants to play with Manny, and starts nipping at her. Manny starts barking. It's like
JJ's on and on.
But it's a lot of fun.
You got JJ from the pound, right?
Yeah. Yeah, got it. Bichon in a pond is very unusual to find something like that in a pond.
It must have wandered off somewhere.
It's a purebred. It's a purebred Bichon. It's not any. It's not a mixture. It's not anything. It's a purebred.
Must have wandered off somewhere. Someone's dog must have wandered off.
It's what?
It must have wandered off from its house.
Well, no. It was adopted by a couple other people, and they brought it back. I don't know where it came from. No one knows where it came from. I don't know. But who cares? I mean, I got it. Just a great dog, and it's just... it just gives us a lot of hope, and that we're still getting over Kathy, and we're we feel a lot better. We have this other animal now.
Dad, I don't think we ever get over the loss of our dog.
Really.
We had
but,
a little.
I mean, you're able to deal with what you got to deal with, and it's just time to move on.
How do you deal? I've had a lot of friends. Oh, we have a caller.
Go ahead.
Hi, who's calling?
Sandy, it's me again.
Oh, did you get dropped off?
I wanted to let Sammy talk.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm glad you're back on the air.
You can take over, Andy.
Oh, I kept piping in, and it was your set. Is it okay?
Yes. Dad, how do you get over, there's so many of our friends and people go before us. It really leaves an empty hole, doesn't it?
You're talking about the people dying?
Yeah,
of course.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
That's just part of life. I mean, there's a beginning, a middle, and an end. Like I say, time flies when you're alive. I mean, it just goes fast. When you get up to be like as old as I am, your days are numbered. Even though you take care of yourself and whatever, it's still your days are numbered. And it's just you're a machine. It's just a body with parts that wear out eventually, and the heart stops beating, and whatever. If you take care of yourself and you have some good genes, you know, then your chances of living a couple more years is a lot better than a person that drinks and uses drugs and doesn't take care of themselves. You know, they pass away sooner. But there's no, you know, time frame. It's a 76, they say, is the average age of a male, and I think 78 or something like that, or 80 is that for a woman. But, you know, as you get older, as the time flies now, it's getting up more and more and more. But, you know, a lot of my friends have died. Of course, Milton died when he was 93, and Jan Murray died when he was 89. Red Buttons died at 86. So Buddy Hackett died at, I think, 78. Jackie
Cahan
died at 78,
George
79.
Burns.
So
he
it's
was
like, 100. You know,
yeah.
You just
Dad,
don't know.
Where do you so think you go? When you die, where do you think you go?
I probably will go to the bottom of the Comedy Store. make a comeback there, you know, as a ghost, be in the walls.
I wonder. We have a lot of ghosts at the Comedy Store.
We don't. No one knows where they go. Everyone thinks they go. When you're Catholic, you're going, oh, I'm going to go to heaven with Jesus. Yeah, we're waiting for Jesus to come down the mountain. When is he coming?
Dad, yeah, did you ever see any of the ghosts at the Comedy Store?
No. I didn't know. I left. There was no ghost when I left. It was great. It was a lot of fun, and that was it. And your mother took it over. It became a real big business, and then later on, it got worse, and it became, you know, a lot of darkness there.
Mm, absolutely,
so, it's the way it is.
It's done some wonderful things, though.
Yes, it does. No.
They have a big show there tonight with Chelsea Handler. She's selling out the main room.
Who's that?
Chelsea Handler.
She's great.
Chelsea tonight on that E! Entertainment show, whatever.
Yeah.
Oh,
you know her, yeah,
tonight?
Right.
She's working there tonight?
Yeah, she's doing a benefit or something.
Oh, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that nice when people... Dad, you're like the king of doing benefits.
Oh, God.
You've done so many benefits. It's you can't count how many you've done.
A lot of them. I really have done a lot of them.
You can't
and a lot
really
of them
say no.
For you, too.
What?
A lot of them for you, too.
Yeah, you did.
Just said, Dad, listen, I'm opening up a thing. Do you think you could come and open it? Yeah, okay, where is it, Sandy? Oh, we're okay, it's over this. It's about 300 miles from here. You want to come down and just... Right on, okay, yeah, okay, Sandy, I'll be there.
Was that the Indian Casino?
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
Yeah, I produced some shows for a couple
right.
of years at an Indian
that
Casino.
That was a great room.
Yeah, it was.
The great room.
I saw a concert there, yeah.
Oh, wow, all the way up there.
Was it the Fantasy Springs, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yep. That was
the Improv is there now.
Yeah. Can you believe that? I paved the road for the Improv.
Yep. That's true. I wonder how they're doing there.
Probably not good during the week, or they're probably struggling because it's in the middle of nowhere out there.
Right.
You have
that's
to
true.
Do, you know, when you have a room, there. You have to do specific comedians for the area that you're at.
Right.
You can't just throw a comedy show together and go, okay, let's get my friends together. You've got to know what your environment wants, you know. That's
mm-hmm.
a trick. Like, you know, Naveed, he's succeeding really huge in India, and I told him that's where his market is, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, Dad, they're opening, I mentioned this earlier, like three times already, the Bangladesh first comedy
I
club is opening
that.
Up.
Well, like you said, you don't know where you're going to get the comedians from, but you just never know. There may be some funny kids around. That
oh, they'll pull it off.
Andy, that's probably the first one in Bangladesh.
It is the first one. That's my
incredible.
Dream.
But, I mean, do they
And my
they
student
have any,
is the one that's putting it together.
Does he have money to open up a place?
They have tons of money out there. They have
do.
Tons of money. He's not
well,
spending
good.
His money.
That's good.
A lot of royalty and stuff.
Yeah, that's what's happening now out there. I should go out there and check it out myself, but I just don't want to leave my dog.
That's a faraway place.
Yeah, it's too far away. With all the Middle East, I don't think it would be a really particularly good place to go.
It would be really asking a lot,
mm-hmm.
flying out there.
But that's, we're making history.
Where has...
Making history. My student, I'm very proud of it. I know 6 degrees of separation. You know, you do one thing, you don't know how
yep.
it affects. It's
Sammy,
affecting
did you
the whole
Europe?
Friggin' state of India now.
Did Sammy
yep.
do Europe and...
Dad, you did Australia when I was a kid. What places have you been to?
It's what? Well, Australia, London, any of the, in between, a lot of places. you know, I haven't been to Europe, really been to Europe yet. I'm going to probably go this, maybe the next few months because of the Elvis people want me to go. They want me to go to Sweden and Germany and all. You know, they have big fan clubs there. So the only problem with that is that, you know, I'm a lot older, and for me to go across the world, to go spend 2 or 3 days, it just, you know, it doesn't make much sense for me to...
Once again, you've got the Internet. They could podcast
you.
Yeah,
that's true. Yeah, that's it.
That's the best way to do it.
Yeah.
That's what's happening now. Everybody's doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Then you don't have to go anywhere.
Yeah, that's true.
People become mold in their houses from not ever leaving. We're growing mold living in our houses.
Yeah.
Right?
Sammy could do a show on like a
How
podcast.
How long do we have to go? We have to go here, Sandy, because I got some things I got to do here.
Okay. It's 7:40. Well, we've got a few more minutes.
Okay.
We're almost done, Dad. Don't worry.
Okay.
What do you have to do tonight?
What do I have to do? I'm working on my book.
Oh, okay.
You know, getting my book together. Then I'm working on some stuff for Paulie. You know, I'm working on some jokes when I work with Paulie.
Are you? Oh, you're writing jokes for his show?
Yeah, kind of. Use some new jokes and stuff like that.
Didn't you had a writer friend named Rudy.
It's Rudy. Yeah, I work with Rudy on a lot of the stuff.
What's Rudy doing? No, nobody knows Rudy
DeLuca. You know,
he worked with the
movie.
Carol Burnett show.
Yeah, Rudy's trying to do a movie with Mel Brooks called the Pizza Man. It's about a guy who goes around getting even and kills people, you know, that turned on him. And he's a pizza man. He delivers pizza and kills the people that he's after.
Wow.
So it's a horror movie.
It's
but it's
dark
funny.
Comedy.
Wow.
Yeah, it is very dark.
Why do they do so many dark stuff?
I don't know. People like kids like that. They just like
and
that.
And that's what shapes people's minds, is what they see on TV and the movies.
Yeah, that's true.
Everybody's very easily brainwashed.
Yeah, you're right about that.
I enjoy
All right, so I got to go.
All right, Dad.
Give my
hey,
hug
Andy.
To your dog.
Yeah. Hang out.
Andy,
we'll talk about
nice
our
talking
dog.
To you. And you, we'll talk about after next week about how the show went with Paulie.
Okay, great.
All right. Okay,
thanks,
Sandy.
Dad.
Bye,
Sammy.
Hey, Andy. What? Yeah. I heard a dog barking. I guess that was my dad's dog. Well, do you have a dog?
I do. I was going to tell you. We got a 5-month-old puppy.
Well,
and
we won that one.
Russell.
Oh. We won the Notre Dame one. You see, I was doing better by ourselves.
Yeah. Dad, you better hang up the phone.
Don't you love it when that happens, Sandy?
Yeah, that's great. We get to hear what they're really thinking.
I know. You're like, hang up. Yeah, well, I have a Brussels Griffon. Have you heard of the breed?
Yes, I have.
Oh, that's great, because a lot of people haven't.
I forgot what they look like.
They're kind of smushed in faces, big eyes, big googly eyes.
I think I know what you're talking about.
Oh, Verdell from that Jack Nicholson movie. Remember that
little
dog?
Don't they have, don't they breathe funny because their nose is smushed in?
Yeah, they snort.
That's what I thought.
Little snorty nose. She's just a doll, though. She's so...
Isn't it interesting how people make decisions on what type of dogs? A lot of people will just go to the pound and pick one up.
Right.
You know, after Scooter died, it was really sad. He
I'll
died
bet.
In my arms. It was just...
I hated to ask you about it. That's a toughie,
well,
isn't it?
Buddy died. I died when Buddy died, and I forgot to eat. Well, Scooter died. I went from a size 12 to a size 6.
Oh.
I'm now like a size 4-6.
Wow.
And he, you know, I know he was humiliated not being able to get up because he's just so.
Is that what happened? His little hips came out.
I don't know what it was. It was just a lot of things, and he hung in there. Scooter, just everybody knows, I had a dog named Buddy and Scooter. They were litter mates. I had the father, so I had the same dog line my whole adult life.
They had Coyote in them or something.
What?
Or no, not Coyote. They had like Wolf or something.
Yeah, they had. Well, they're part Coyote.
Oh, Coyote. Yeah.
Yeah, they're part Coyote.
Wow.
And these dogs were just—they weren't dogs. They were something unusual, and they were like. They watched me, and they took care of me.
Oh, your dogs had personality up the yin-yang.
Oh, my God. So Buddy went, and he waited to go until I got up in the morning, and then he went in my arms, and then his soul passed right through my body.
Oh,
I just felt, I got electrocuted when I saw his little purpley lights pass right through.
Oh.
And then Scooter did the same thing, and it was just, you know, and I died with them, and it's something that, you know, when a dog goes, and I was completely lost, and I didn't eat, and I just...
It's absolutely.
You know, I had a radio show on in San Diego for 2 years, and Scooter went to the station with me every single show. And when he went, I went off the air. I couldn't do it anymore, and I haven't been back on. I'm doing BBS now.
I am so glad that you have Sunny.
Yeah, and he, you know, and you can't get a replacement dog. I got him 2.5 months after Scooter died, but I was when Scooter the morning he died, I fell asleep for like 5 minutes. And all of a sudden, I had this deep, deep-level dream, and they showed me a picture of a collie. Both Buddy and Scooter came to me in my little nap dream when Scooter was there. I was waiting for them to come pick him up.
Uh-huh.
And they showed me a collie.
Wow.
And I knew that was going to be the dog I was going to get next.
I knew what I was going to ask you.
What?
I know we used to talk about this all the time, but have you heard of that Michelle Dubois? She's like a best-selling author. She's the one that inspired that show Medium. She's like she talks to the dead, basically, but she sends messages and stuff like that, and now she's talking about, you know, our animals do that.
They come back to us.
Oh, sure. They talk to you in your dreams. And
well, they mind it. Well, I don't think I've ever heard of her, but... they did come to me in my dreams a lot in the beginning, and now I can't remember them, but I feel them around.
Mm-hmm.
And I know we're going to see them again because we, you know, that's how can we not see them again?
Well, when you asked your dad that, I know, I think our own heaven is whatever we hope it is. I'm hoping it is, you know.
I don't know. Well,
I hope we see all our pets.
We just continue on, you know, we continue on. And I went to a psychic with my dog Sunny, and I had another collie named Willow. He was a puppy, and he's at the breeders right now. But this lady told me that my dogs keep recycling themselves over and over. My animals.
Oh, get out of here!
Yeah, I heard that. Your dog or your pet from the other side will let you, if you have a new pet in the house, they will share their body with the other pet. They'll allow that. Some of them will allow that.
And
I noticed my dog is doing the same mannerisms as my other dogs sometimes. Same exact mannerisms.
Well, Buddy and Scooter were like night and day.
Well, I know.
I mean, Buddy was like your old man. He was like your protector. And Scooter was just like, hey, get out of here. You know, like, who is this?
Yeah, no, Scooter would do these. If he didn't like someone, he'd give me the Chinese eyes. He'd squint his eyes, look at the person, and look over at me.
Yeah.
And look back at the person. He was unbelievable.
And I think I got the approval, and you said, okay, you're okay.
I think it makes a difference when you get a puppy that's born in your house and you have them since the day they're born. They're a little more bonded to you
mm-hmm.
than if you just get a dog that's, you know, 10 weeks, 12 weeks old.
Yeah.
But sometimes you'll get a grown dog at the pound that'll appreciate you because they're mature. How old was your dog?
I wanted a pound puppy, too. I got her when she was 2 months old. My mom
Eight
and
weeks.
Sister got her at this fancy pet store, and I was going to get a pound puppy. And they surprised me with this really expensive, like, breed I've never seen before.
Well, what I was saying is when Scooter died, I went to the pound, like, every other day, just walking, just to see the live dogs.
Oh.
And that really helped, just going to the pound and trying not to crack up.
Yeah.
But
I know
he
what you mean.
It's just, I don't know what it is with our dogs. Dogs spell backwards. It's just, God, I mean, it's just... They are,
very
you know,
angels, for sure.
Yeah, I mean, we learn through our animals. And
they're so, like, it's like they pick their owner, they say. You know, and didn't you say that you saw the puppies and they looked at you or something?
That what?
When you picked Buddy and Scooter out from the litter.
I knew they were, I wanted the whole litter. Isn't that sad? That was the highlight of my life, that litter.
No. I love that. I remember the picture of all the puppies, and Buddy was like the orange one.
Mm-hmm. They all came out white-colored.
Yeah. Is it okay talking about this?
Yeah, it's okay, but when the show's winding down. But, you know, everybody's, you know, had an experience with a pet, and I think it's a, you know,
right.
important topic to talk about our other family members.
Everybody has a pet story.
Mm-hmm. Well, did you ask Sonny a question with his eight ball?
Oh, I'd love to.
Okay, ready, Sonny? Come on.
Oh, I'd love to.
Okay, ask the question. Oh, we need a drum roll.
Okay. You want me to do it or you?
Okay. You do the drum roll.
All right, drum roll, please.
Ching. Okay, question, please.
Sonny, when will my dog Daisy stop doing her humping on my leg?
And the answer is, Sonny, outlook good.
Yay! We need it to stop.
I don't know what the solution to that is. Maybe Tabasco sauce. I don't know.
She's found her wee wee.
Well, my dog likes his big giant pillow on the floor, his dog bed.
Oh, how cute.
So he finds his, you know, outlet there.
So does he do it too?
Not on anybody.
Oh,
so he does his bed pillow, his, you know, like his bed, his own bed, now and then.
Yeah.
He hasn't done it lately. I think the dog shows have pooped him out.
Oh, thank you, Sonny.
Outlook good. Very
good. I needed to hear that.
Yep.
And the dog whisperer is coming on your show, so I'll definitely call in.
I don't know about the dog whisperer, but we're definitely having some animal peeps on
the
show
dog
coming
whisperer.
Up.
You're having...
They're so busy. If they're really good animal psychics, they're busy people.
Yeah. That's the dog whisperer is that guy on the National Geographic Channel.
Yeah, he's wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
He's one. You know, only my dog, I don't know, he's pretty stubborn. He's pretty stubborn. The only thing he understands is Tabasco sauce. I had a trainer here for months, and nothing worked. Nothing. The only thing that worked was Tabasco sauce. Now he's grown up. He's 19 months old.
Wow.
So he's past all that stuff now.
He's really, he's not in his teens anymore,
no.
Dog years.
His favorite activity is herding sheep.
Oh,
there's
my.
A herding farm over in Escondido I go to.
That's what collies do.
Yeah, they herd. They herd.
That's right. They're big dogs.
Not really. He's about 70 pounds.
I just remember them being so big.
Well, it depends. Well, you know what it is? It's the hair.
Yeah.
All that hair.
Right. I've seen the short-haired version, too.
Those are called smooth collies.
Mm.
And on that note, I guess we're going to wind the show down here in a minute. But
okay.
How wonderful that you called in.
Oh, thank you for taking my call.
Your calls.
And I love your show.
Thank you so much.
You're doing a great job. So.
Thank you so much.
I will get
email me your phone number.
I will. I'll do it. You want me to email it to you? I'll do it.
Yeah, that would be great.
Okay.
So, everyone, tonight we had Sammy Shore on and Tommy from the Comedy Store, and I'm going to be planning ahead a little bit, so check the BBS webpage, Happy Hour webpage, to see who's coming up. And I'll talk to you guys next Thursday. Have a wonderful, wonderful weekend. And that's it. We're signing out. Thank you, Angie. And everybody have a good rest of the evening. Okay, good night, everyone. It's Sandy Shore. Happy Hour at sandyshore.com. Good night. Okay, bye-bye.
Imagine a community where you get up in the morning and see your neighbors.